The World Health Assembly has convened in Switzerland. The organisation's marking its 75th anniversary in Geneva. And there, representing New Zealand, is our Minister of Health, Andrew Little. And he joins me now. Kia ora, Minister.
Kia ora, Nathan.
Hey, what's the purpose of the Assembly? And also, what are you hoping to achieve there on behalf of New Zealand?
So this is the occasion when all the Ministers of Health from all the countries, or most of the countries, and various officials come together deal with sort of the major health challenges of the time. This is the first time the Assembly's met since 2019 because of COVID. So a lot of reflecting on COVID and the lessons we've learned from it, and a lot of talk about what we need to do to improve the World Health Organization so that in the face of a future pandemic, you know, we can get a more effective response.
Is there still the feeling amongst everyone there that COVID is still a real thing, or that the world has moved on a little bit from it? Like, where are we at with that?
I think there's a sense that COVID is becoming sort of more business as usual. It's still around, and we still have to, you know what's going on and respond effectively. But really what people are talking about is the next, you know, what does the next pandemic look like? What does the next response look like? How do we make sure that we're more effective next time through better sharing of information and earlier responses?
Are you able to express to some of those countries that didn't handle it well, because there are some with horrific death tolls, horrific death rates, whatever, are you able to express to them that their mismanagement meant that other countries like us also suffered from their consequences?
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because when pretty much every country who's got up to speak has talked about how wonderful their response was. And, you know, from New Zealand's point of view, we definitely have a view about what worked and what didn't work. So, look, I think in the nature of these things is everybody's diplomatic about it. I think what we do is focus on the countries that did do very well. We're included in that, Singapore, South Korea, countries like ours. And you talk about what the results were for us compared to those other countries, and hopefully people kind of see that there is a difference.
Yeah. The new variants, what have they told? Because remember, there was a bit there a few months, we had a different Greek letter appearing all the time. So tell me about any new variants still of great concern?
No, there's all these sort of sub-variants of you know, there's B1, B2, we're talking about B4 and B5 now, as kind of sub-variants of what's been coming through the country. The Omicron variant has been coming through New Zealand in the last, you know, few months. So no other variant of concern that has been identified. But that's, I think, part of the thing is that the ongoing response, we still have to be aware of any mutations that mean there is a more serious sort of COVID virus around. And then we have to make sure that that's in place for any other pandemic that might emerge at any time in the future.
Well, I didn't have monkeypox on my bingo card, but I hadn't even heard of it until a week ago. But there we go. Increasing cases around the globe. What discussions have you had about that virus, and how concerned do people seem to be with it?
Yeah, it's come up in every meeting I've had, every bilateral meeting I've had with another health minister, it has come up. Now there's a lot of awareness of it in Europe. Obviously, the UK has got a number of cases. I think, look, monkeypox has been around a long time. It's usually been confined to Western Africa, and now it's made its way to the UK and Europe. And I think what people are concerned about is not that it's, for most adults, it can't be treated. It can be. It's that they can't trace the origin of where the infection has come from. It's normally transmitted through close contact, including sexual contact, but the cases that have turned up, they can't identify where the transmission could have happened. That's the worry, but they say it can be treated, and the treatment could be anywhere from 14 to 28 days. People have to isolate and all the rest of it. So I think the message is that, look, let's not panic about this. We have to understand it, but this is an infection that is around now. It's no longer confined to Western Africa.
Yeah. Minister, this might not be a thing that's been discussed, but I was just wondering about this, and I'm just trying to see how I can formulate this into a question for you, is that I thought during the pandemic around the world there was the whole, gee, we need to get a vaccine out here really quick. Is there more thought that, you know what, we need to make sure that in New Zealand we can fund a vaccine industry to get things out quickly so we're not waiting for other countries?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I can tell you that that was given consideration pretty early on by our government. We thought about, what can we do here? Hmm. In the end, we've got, you know, the big pharmaceutical companies, they've got the means, the intellectual sort of grunt behind it. And actually, they all stepped up and agreed that they would share their research. I mean, the reason why a vaccine was able to be produced within a year is because those big companies, you know, pushed along by government and the World Health Organization, agreed to share their data and share their development, and we got it available. And I think part of the thinking about what do we need to have in place next time is to be able to make that part of a standard response to any major global outbreak again.
Mm. After Geneva, you're off to the UK. So what are you hoping to learn there that will inform the health system restructure here?
Yeah, so there's a place there, one of the borough councils called Dudley Borough Council, that is regarded as one of the leaders in this process called locality network planning. So it's what we're going to do under the reforms. That's the process where you bring all the health providers together in a particular region and local community input and health consumer representatives and say, right, what are the health services we need for our community that's relevant to our community, and what's the best way to provide it? And you're not just talking about health professionals, but you're talking about other non-health services like, you know, social work services, it might be oranga tamariki or whatever, and actually bring them together, connect them so that the range of things that somebody who's, you know, who needs, whether it's health help or whatever, that everything is coordinated and working together. So Dudley apparently does this incredibly well, and so I'm going to see how they do it and, you know, what it is that they do.
Yeah. Thank you, Minister. There he is, our Minister of Health, Andrew Little.